Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello, Creepies, and welcome to episode 220. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, boys?
Glad to see you guys.
You too.
Yeah, feels like it's been forever.
And it does. Hadn't been too long, but it does.
We're not in the studio to see each other and give each other a hard time. We have to give each other a hard time over Zoom.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. It'll do.
We can accomplish it.
That's right. We can accomplish anything.
Put your mind to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So night of recording. So we'll have two nights of recording this week.
Yeah. I got the fun privilege of working 12-hour shifts. So
that's a joy.
Did you say shift?
Shift.
It could go both ways.
Yep, working 12 hours a day, and I'll be off Saturday. My crew will be running it for Parker's graduation, but then I'll be there bright and early Sunday and keep going on until we get back on schedule.
When is the graduation? What time is that?
I can't remember.
Afternoon sometime.
Yeah, something like that.
Is it indoor or outdoor?
Don't know. I'm just showing up.
Yeah, I think it's going to be nice weather.
With 480 graduates, I'd say it's probably in the football stadium.
Yeah, that would be my guess too.
Yeah.
But I might be wrong. I don't know. Maybe it's in the parking lot.
Maybe it's on the on ramp of I-70. Who knows?
Yeah.
I remember my sister when she graduated in 81. She went to Ben Davis, and there was over 800 students, and that was in 81.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ben
my
Davis
mom and dad,
was big.
Yeah, my mom and dad found a sitter for me, and I was at home, but. They were gone forever.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. 800 kids.
Well, we went to last Friday, what do they call it? Like the Night of Distinction or whatever. There was 280 seniors that they
were distinct.
Yeah, distinct and, so, you know, basically sold all their or told about all their accolades of awards and what college they're going to, what scholarships they've gotten,
oh geez,
what they're studying in college.
You know what that makes me feel like?
Hmm.
Just sitting there listening to somebody like that, I'm like, dang, I'm lazy. Like, I feel lazy.
There's a lot of smart kids, I can tell you.
There are a lot of smart kids.
It's like there's lots of nurses galore, quite a few pre-med.
Wow.
All sorts of stuff.
Good luck to them.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be like, you know,
good luck.
30, 45 minutes. Yeah, 2 hours later.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, oh, what did we
William get had into? William had an orchestra concert, his last one this last week, and he had to be there for all the performances. So that's 6th, 7th, and 8th, since he's 7th. It was 4.5 hours long, and he told Jen and I that we didn't have to sit through it all, but we're like, no, buddy, we will. She looked at me, and she goes, that thing was 4.5 hours long. I'm like, that's insane. And I wasn't there. I guess I was there for 4 hours of it because I didn't get there exactly. She got there at like 5:30, and it didn't really start. I mean, she sat there for 4.5 hours, basically, but
that's brutal.
It was a lot.
That is brutal. I mean, I like seeing the kids do what they're being taught and performing, but Yeah, 4.5 hours.
Oof.
That's nuts.
Great. At one point, I'm not joking you, and because I thought maybe I was hallucinating, it was towards the end. They were playing this theme song too. What would you do with the drunken sailor? I looked over at Jenna, I go, you know, this is what would you, and it's really neat in an orchestra format, I admit. But I was like, this is what would you do with the drunken sailor? And she goes, I know.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah, we went to the high school performance, and they had it at the new Hendricks County
Oh
Folk
yeah, Hendrix
Sports.
Live. Hendrix,
Yeah,
yeah, live.
Hendricks Live. Yeah, that venue.
That'd be amazing.
Amazing sound. So now I'm like really intrigued to see a concert there. Sound was amazing. You could hear every single instrument, even if it was the entire orchestra playing and just one instrument doing like a solo, like you could hear them.
Cool.
And that one wasn't 4 hours long. It was a little shorter, but they did like this one piece is a piece from Japan or something like that, a Japanese conductor. And it was amazing. I've never heard it before. It was really good. It's a long piece, but then he's like, everybody like just lost it after that, after it was done. Cause it's like one of the artists for high school to be playing it and playing it as good as they did is amazing. They said it's an extremely hard piece to play. And so he's like, well, we got one more and it's really hard. That last piece should have been our last piece because it's really hard to top that, but Star Wars always tops everything.
Yes, that's awesome.
So they did like the musical medley of what is it, the one of the new prequel or not prequel, but what like episode 7, I think. So they did all that music all as a medley, like blending into
That's
all the
cool.
different music and everything. It was really good. They did a really good job.
William's class did, or his like advanced whatever orchestra, I guess they call Ace or something or other. They did like Jurassic Park theme music, which was awesome. And then they did some stuff from like Willy Wonka, like Pure Imagination, and then the Oompa Loompa song and all this. I thought that was pretty cool.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun watching them do that stuff.
Yeah. I thought the middle school graduation was long enough. That was only an hour, and my gosh, I sat there and You're like, come on, man.
Oh.
So, longest hour ever, right? Yeah.
Don't remember graduation being that long. But yeah, I guess it's going to be a minute getting 480 kids across stage.
Oh,
Yeah.
yep. It'll be a feat. It'll be a lot of feet.
Yeah.
A lot of
So
feet,
you.
a lot of
Exactly, yeah.
hands.
All kind of stuff. Todd, you've got two high schoolers in,
Yeah.
huh? Ooh, a freshman and a senior.
Yeah.
Nice. William made me feel very old this morning in the car. I was dropping him off at school, and he said, Dad, are you feeling old? And I was like, for what reason now? Like, yeah, for many reasons, but what reason are you alluding to? And he said, your youngest is going to be in middle school. You don't have any more in elementary. And I was like, okay, yep, I appreciate that, buddy. Thank you very much.
That'll
Yeah.
do
I
I thought you were gonna say, Dad, do you feel old? And they're like, why? Because I died?
it. Well, that too. Yeah. That'll do it too. It's got to be a some superpower in there. Actually, it's either really a superpower or it's really I'm just dumb enough to come back. Don't tell Jen I said that. God
I'm not
forgive me.
done with something. I'm not sure what it is,
I'm
but
not sure what it is,
I'm
but I'm not, yeah.
done.
The
I
creepies,
have a chance to go. I ain't coming back.
That's right. I know. Yeah, like
I
you can't make me go back. Okay, yeah, I'm back. I
hope not anyway.
Yeah. At least we can joke about it now, right?
Exactly. I had a 97-year-old patient. She told me that. She said, "I'm ready to go. And if it were up to me, I would have been gone by now. But God must still have a plan for me." And I said, "He absolutely must." I said, "You're right. If you're here and you've got breath in your lungs, then there's a plan." So
Sit and watch Judge Judy and miss
that's
myself.
kind of, I think that was the undertones, but yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're having a good week, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Making the best of it.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, why don't we get to the first sponsorship?
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural, made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
And that is Cultured Creature Beer Balm. Go get you some. Take it from Nate.
Oh yeah. No, don't take mine. Get your own.
No,
Oh, yeah.
don't do that.
Get your own. Order it from Micah.
Good stuff though. Don't take mine.
Don't take Nate's.
I thought you said go get you some beard balm or beer balm and not beard balm, but I hear what I want to hear sometimes.
Yeah. Figures.
It reminds me though, Nate, Jenna did pick up, she found old hammer at the Costco. And she's like, "I got you some old hammer." And I said, "You know, I can't tolerate too much of that." And she goes, "I got more for Nate." I was like, "Okay." It's sitting there, it's sitting all pretty waiting for you.
What is old hand?
It's that stuff he hit me with a couple years ago, on my birthday when we were recording. And I was like, "That's probably not a good idea." But it is my birthday. And then by the second recording, I was like, "That's a horrible idea." I was sitting there telling you guys how much I love you. And, "Got hold of you guys." I said, like Harry Carey.
Never heard
Yeah, it's a hammer, yeah, that's for sure.
it.
Oh, Nate likes to make, if you may ever makes you a drink, he will make it his strength, and that's a horrible idea to drink.
Well, I don't drink, so I don't have to worry about
It's Sasquatch proof.
I'll put some
Oh.
water
Tamper
in
it down.
there.
Well, we love Micah. We appreciate his
Yep.
sponsorship.
Yes, we
So
do. Yep, always.
I haven't talked to the boy in a while.
I
I need
know.
to
He's
reach out.
a busy boy though, let's be honest.
Yeah, he is. He's got his plate full. I'm gonna reach out to him though. I need
Oh,
to.
after that. Yeah.
So see how he's doing. Well, anyway, moving on from the first sponsorship. Thanks again, Micah. It is dad joke of the showtime.
I've been waiting for this.
Ready. I'm ready. Me
I
too,
can
Nate.
tell. I
I
can
used to
tell.
dread it. Now I like it.
You used to dread it, wouldn't
I trained it. Now I need
Hey,
it.
tell
It grew
me.
on me.
Okay, here we go. Why do birds sing?
Every time you come near. Why do birds? So, no, that suddenly appear. Okay, why do birds sing?
Why would birds sing?
Oh, I know it's probably something obvious and easy.
Think. You guys are really thinking on this.
Yeah,
Remember
unfortunately.
your melody? No.
Nothing.
They can't do complex math? I don't
No.
know.
No.
No.
They don't,
Joking, aren't
because they don't have any teeth.
they? No. No.
Because they can't dance? No. No.
I can't dance.
Have Phil Collins, baby. Or Genesis, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it? Are you guys
I give.
give
Uncle.
Uncle? Nate calls Uncle. Man.
Tweety Bird something.
They sing because they can't play instruments.
No.
Yeah.
Simple. I knew it. Simple pimple.
Yeah.
Nate,
Sean, I
Simple
thought you were
pimple
going to get
popper.
it. I thought you were going to get it when you said they can't dance. I thought, oh no. Yeah,
Makes sense.
they can't play instruments, so they sing.
That's a quarter credit, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not giving you no credit.
No credit, zero credit.
So that is the dad joke of the show, and you are welcome.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
It was a hard one, and it shouldn't have been.
You guys were thinking hard, I can tell.
Too hard.
They don't have an opposable thumb, so I get
They
it.
can't play guitar. They don't play drums either. They don't play the piano. They so they just,
What do they do? Oh, they sing.
They sing.
what do they do? Don't drink, smoke. Anyway, moving on from the dad joke of the show. Sean, you have first announcements?
I do. We come here every week for the guy time, the paranormal, the fun, and the creepy. But the most important thing that we do and will continue to do is make sure we build a mental health community. So we want you to go out there and get help when you need it. So call or text 988 or text HOME, HOME, to 741/741 for any, or dash, excuse me, for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Take care of yourself.
Yes.
I think
Don't be.
Sean needs to call. You're having some mental distress trying to get through that one.
No, I screwed it up a little bit. I don't know. I've been doing a lot of talk to text documentation, and I have to be very specific when I put like parenth like I say I have parentheses, and I have to say close parentheses, and I have to say hyphen, then I have to say like dash or slash or whatever. It's just it's so fr it's stupid is what it is. But yeah, I started to do that, and I'm like, no, don't do your don't do documentation right now.
Huh.
Yeah, you don't want to see mine. I can't figure it out to save my life. I sit there, try to do the talk to text, and it's like period, and it writes out period. I'm like, oh, end of sentence. There no end of sentence. It just keeps writing everything I'm saying. I'm like, stop, stop, and then some other words come out. I can't get this. I don't know what to do with this thing.
I can't be by a TV or a radio, or it'll sit there and pick up the entire conversation and just keep going. So I have to hit the like stop button. So please don't. I don't need this entire conversation. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
That's good stuff. Yeah, I'll reach out to somebody if you need help.
Yep.
Have an action plan.
Makes a
Something.
world of difference.
Yeah,
Yeah, it does.
something that takes your mind off of whatever or gets
The
you through
darkness.
even just the hour, if it gets you through an hour until you can get, talk to somebody or reach out. But yeah.
Kevin put something out there this, I think it was this week, that said something about, I really want you to hang around today. Like,
Oh,
let's make it through today. Let's get tomorrow and we'll do it again, basically. And I was like, yeah, I totally agree.
yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much my life is just to get through each day.
One step at a time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the only time that we can, deal with is the present. You gotta make it through each day.
Yeah, that's true. Tomorrow's never promised.
Nope. And the past is already done.
Yeah.
Now you sound like Rafiki.
That's right.
It's in the past.
I'll put an ash line on your forehead and hang you over a cliff.
Sounds like fun.
Well, anyway, definitely get some help, however that needs to be,
Yep.
professionally, or reach out to the group, reach out to one of us or
It
friend,
means
family member. Yeah.
the most to us, right? I mean, that is the most important thing, honestly, no matter of all the things we cover and the fun we have and get-togethers and that is the most important thing we can do, is if one person is helped by this or can help somebody else, then that has made our show the most successful it could be.
Yeah, definitely makes it worth it. That's for sure. That's for sure. Well, thanks, Sean.
You're most welcome.
Special announcement. Our Creepshow 2025 live event is on Saturday, September 20th. It will be at 6 p.m. Doors open up at 5:30. Tickets are only $10, and they can be paid by using cash, Venmo, or PayPal. It will be at the awesome Greenwood Happy Haunt store in Greenwood, Indiana. We will have our friends and guest speakers, Austin Lawrence and Sin Schrader Hill. And if anyone wants to be a sponsor of our event, message me on Facebook or email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. And Mako is with two A's. So maybe we get a sponsorship here and there.
Yay.
It just helps cover the cost. We're not trying to make tons of money off of this thing.
How come my ticket's $50?
Well,
Gotta
I
cover the cost.
didn't
Do,
want to.
do, do,
We'll talk about that off air.
Oh, okay. Don't ask questions, Sean. Just shut up.
Yeah, 50
You're
bucks.
like, that wasn't on the script, not script.
They're supposed to be 60, but oh well.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Why shouldn't have brought it up?
Your family gets in free, but yours costs $50.
Yeah.
I see how you
Yeah,
are.
exactly, Nate.
You dirty bugs.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear Austin again, and I know Sin will do a great job. So,
Yeah, it'll be fantastic.
I'm looking forward to hearing them. Gotta get some creepies out to show up.
That's right.
So, what else would you want to spend your money on than a Creepy 2025 live event? I mean,
Can't imagine.
it's a given.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah, last year was a good event. A great event. I hope we have more people this year.
yeah, for sure.
Just since it's the second year at the Greenwood Happy Haunts, perfect a venue for
Oh, yeah.
Surrounded by creepiness and horror and just that
vibe.
October haunted festiveness.
You know, I still think about that. The sound mixer.
Oh yeah, Nate was
That
drooling over that.
was, oh man.
Think we all were. Where do we get one of these things? For a small fortune, it can be yours.
And then they said how much it was. We're like, oh, oh.
Yeah, never mind. Upgrades later.
Yeah. It was sweet though. It was nice what you can do.
Oh yeah. That's a
All
nice
right.
one.
Huh?
That's a nice one for sure.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was real nice.
Oh,
All right. Well, we are to that point of the show. Sean, what are we going to talk about? And do you have some foundation for us, sir?
I do. This is my choice. Has a big S next to it, and I don't think that's Superman, right? It is the Masonic Lodge in Detroit. And if interested, please check out our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Yes.
It is obviously in Detroit. Detroit is, it's a place that we've kind of we've picked some other places, and I was looking at a lot of the lists that you look for most haunted places. Not just in the United States, but in the world, this pops up a lot. And it's like, man, I had never really, I know some Masonic lodges. Normally they're kind of tucked into a building or an upper room somewhere. And, where you just don't think of them as being these humongous structures, unless like downtown Indy, the Scottish Rite Cathedral is pretty huge. But this one is amazing. And it's standing as the world's largest Masonic temple. It was constructed in the 1920s and completed construction in 1926. Man, that took took a while probably to build. It was built with more than 1,000 rooms and secret passageways. What in the world do you need secret passageways for, right? Today it
Why
is,
not?
right? Well, a secret society needs secret passageways. Today it is haunted by the spirit of George D. Mason, which we'll talk about more. Mason went bankrupt while funding the construction of the structure. His wife subsequently left him, and he committed suicide by jumping off the roof of the temple. Security guards claim to have seen his apparition going up the stairs to the roof. So that is just one of the of kind of the preemptive spookiness to it. But it is, besides all the haunting, because it is very haunted, there is so much cool history about this place. And just look at the pictures, and I can't imagine taking a tour of this place.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
It cost $6.5 million in 1920 to build this.
Is that all?
That would equal out to 102 million in 2024.
Whoa.
It's quite expensive. It has 14 floors, so it is tall. And then seating capacity, because it has multiple rooms, as you said, over 1,000. This is saying 1,037 rooms. The Masonic Theater itself holds 4,650 persons.
Gosh.
The Jack White Theater holds 1,586. Fountain Ballroom 1,080.
About the Jack Black?
Jack Black,
He didn't have one.
he doesn't have room.
Just Jack White.
Crystal Ballroom is 550, and the chapel holds 400. So any other building, like any one of those theaters or ballrooms or chapel would be like the main building on any
Right.
other building, but this has many.
It says it's an imposing temple, Gothic structure at the corner of Bag Street, which is now Temple Street, and Second Avenue across from Cass Park, with it, which I don't know anything about Detroit. I know I've been through there, but I know enough to be dangerous. And you know more about it, don't you, Nate? You've been to Detroit?
I've just driven through it.
A
I've
bit
never
like
really
me.
stopped and visited.
I always just assume since you've been, you have Michigan connections that you know everything about every square inch of Michigan. So, within its walls are a large cathedral, seven, or I'm sorry, several chapels, two stylish ballrooms, hotel facilities, a library, a massive drill hall, and like you said, a 4,000 plus seat auditorium featuring the largest professional stage in the city. It was designed to accommodate over 40 individual Masonic lodges. Because the Masonic lodges, like I said, they're not super big. And you can get, a few people in there, a fairly like small, large crowd, I guess. But this is insane, The architect and mastermind behind the building, like we said, was George D. Mason. He was originally from Syracuse, New York. And in 1856, and let's see. He was born in 1856, excuse me, and he relocated his family in 1870, or his family relocated, excuse me, is in 1870 to Detroit.
Yeah, it's coming up on its 99th anniversary.
Now, wild. Ooh, that's
Wow.
old.
It was finished in 1926. 12 million cubic feet of space.
That's insane.
It's huge.
They're making it the largest and most complete building of its kind in the world. That is huge. Jeez.
I guess also inside of it includes a swimming pool, handball court, gymnasium, a bowling alley, a pool hall, and then it also has lodge rooms, offices, and dining spaces.
Wow.
So yeah, if you can think of any kind of room that could be in
It's
a
there.
building, it has it.
I like that crystal ball. What was it? The crystal ball ballroom or whatever? That sounds wild.
I like how they have different motifs as far as the decoration, and how they're the rooms are. They've got let's see, they're all different from Egyptian to Doric to Ionic, Corinthian, Italian Renaissance, Byzantine, I guess, Gothic, and Romanesque.
That's a lot. That's a lot of eras.
Yep.
This says building the Masonic. It says after Mason struck out on his own, he designed a significant buildings, or he designed significant buildings in Detroit, like the Pontchartrain or Chartrain Hotel, Detroit Yacht Club, and Herman Kiefer Hospital. During this time, interest in Masonic fraternities was growing in Detroit, and the current spaces used by the various clubs in the city weren't large enough to support expanding membership. The fraternity purchased a block of land on Temple Street, which was formerly Bragg Street or Bag Street, and contracted Mason to design the building. Mason broke ground on the temple on Thanksgiving Day in 1920, and in 1922, the first brick was laid using a trowel, a symbol often associated with Freemasons, used by George Washington to lay the first brick at the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. In 1926, the building was officially dedicated and open to the public.
Yeah, that's cool. Took a while.
I guess Mason, he, as you said, designed the whole thing. He also designed the Masonic Temple Theater part too. It was a made for as a venue for concerts, Broadway shows, and other special events in the Detroit Theater District. One little interesting fact is it contains a 55 by 100 foot stage, one of the largest in the country.
Wild.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I think it's gargantuan, right?
Yeah, 100 feet. That's pretty.
It's mighty big.
So one of the things we're going to talk about, and I know this is not to get into the paranormal part of it, but it's actually to debunk one of the biggest rumors of this place, which I think is interesting because it's what you hear all the time. But this says the Freemasons, the Masonic fraternity the temple was built for, are often regarded as a mysterious group, with rumors swirling about their activities. But one rumor about the architect of the largest Masonic temple in the world is loud enough for us to, for historians to hear about. Rumors are widely reported, even in news outlets, that George Mason overdid the spending on the construction of the temple, causing bankruptcy. The rumor even goes on to say that his wife left him because of it. And as the story goes, Mason, distraught over the loss of his finances and his wife, died by suicide by jumping off the top of the 210-foot building. The story is sensationalized by guards, docents, and even event attendees claiming to see Mason's ghost climbing the stairs to his death, closing windows, and stealing and hiding items. While the story makes for great Halloween horror tales, it's not true. George Mason died in 1948 at the age of 91 years old in his home in the Wilshire apartment building on Grand Boulevard. Maybe it's because the building was constructed for a secretive organization or because its imposing size dominates the neighborhood. But stories about the Masonic temple and its haunted history reappear every year. It says, while there might be ghosts hiding in the 1,037 rooms, we won't be ones to prove it, and we'll stick with the historic facts. It's funny. And so it's from a historian. But I think that's interesting because that's one of the big stories that you hear. Can you imagine being him? And he's like, I was 91 years old. I didn't jump off that their building. That's exactly how George would have sounded, by the way, at 91. But yeah, so that's kind of wild. So if you see a ghost climbing the stairs to jump off the building, it wasn't George.
So I know when I said the Jack White was at the theater.
Is it Jack Black?
Yep, Jack White Theater. It is named after the Jack White. From the White Stripes, the musician.
Oh, that's cool.
So in
Oh, that's
April
very cool.
2013, the building was reported to be in foreclosure over $152,000 in back taxes owed to Wayne County.
Wow.
Debt was paid off in May 2013 and in June 2013. It was revealed that 142,000 of the bill was footed by singer songwriter Jack White, a Detroit native known for his work with the White Stripes. He wanted to help the temple in its time of need as they had helped his mother in a time of need. The temple gave her a job as an usher in the theater when she was struggling to find work. In response, the Detroit Masonic Temple Association renamed its Scottish Rite Cathedral the Jack White Theater. In April 2022, after performing, White proposed to his partner, Olivia Jean, at the temple and later married her. So it is indeed the Jack White.
That's cool.
I don't know why I kind of assumed that. I maybe I shouldn't have, but I was right. So I guess there could Jack White's a pretty basic name. Jack White. It's like my buddy Dan Smith. Well, that's pretty simple name, Dan Smith. You just want to go ahead and get into the paranormal?
Sure.
If there's anything else from the history, we can go.
Well, the only thing is I am still fascinated. I know it ties into some of the spookiness of it, but I just think it's amazing and wild that they have secret staircases, hidden compartments, along, with pass-throughs and dead ends and all this kind of stuff, in what would probably seem like endless rooms, over 1,000 rooms. I just think that's it seems like a fun house, like I would have the most fun. Like looking into it just for that kind of stuff. It would almost feel like a larger version of like the movie Clue,
Yeah. I'd hate to get lost in it, that's for sure.
Yeah, right.
Man.
It's creepy, but really cool and very just extraordinary looking.
Don, you said that rumors that Mason jumped to his death off the rooftop. Others say that he simply just died in his sleep after suffering. I'm sorry. In his bed years later, but some swear they've seen him mounting stairs or touring the halls. This guy that wrote this article says, "I have not seen him yet. I don't personally know anyone who has that I know of yet. Most people say it's just a rumor and that he died at home in his sleep some years after this tale." However, I do believe this place to be active, if not completely haunted. It's common ghost knowledge that not all the ghosts haunt the places they died for unfinished business reasons, quote unquote. Some spirits move to their favorite places from their more living days. So, with that thought, it's easy to see how the temple may have acquired some tenants. From my most frequented spots, I have created a short list of noticings. I'll just read the first one. It says the theater venue. Like any theater, really, there's a constant feeling of being watched. I've noticed that it doesn't matter if it's a full venue or empty, there's an intense feeling of someone just over your shoulder, almost no matter where you are. And this is kind of cool. It says, I've mostly stayed on the stage left side of the theater as a guest and worker. Some have reported seeing a full crowd when they're looking out from the stage after closing. Some feel movement in an empty room. I have felt that and can understand logically why it happens. But not the tense gut feeling I have when it does. It says, leave that ghost light on. So that's
That's cool.
yeah, the
That
theater.
go mentioned the ghost light. That's cool though.
Yeah.
This talks about the gated elevator that's near the theater, the theatry. This one, they said that people have tried to capture this many times. It definitely feels like you're sharing that space with someone else, in slightly awkward ways, like someone you think that is right next to you. But there isn't, and it says it just feels you feel this stare at the and you the elevator doors, and you just feel like you want to get out. So it just like it puts you off your I don't mean to say game, but it just makes you feel at
I know the
not at
word.
ease, right? Unease, right?
Kind of, what is the word I'm trying? There's a word I'm trying to think of. Yeah.
Gives you the heebie-jeebies. That's pretty,
Yeah, there you go.
that's a technical term.
There you go. The heebie-jeebies. Yeah. We'll use that. Yeah, I want to see this place. Put this on the list, by the way.
I will definitely do that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I love this place. This just looks amazing.
Nate, I can't see you. Do you have something?
Well, I'm reading someone's they're saying intense experience at the Masonic Temple. It's a little lengthy, but I can start going through it, see what happens. Hi all. I went to a concert last night at the Masonic Temple. My first time being there. Detroit has the largest Masonic temple in the world, and I was feeling excited to see what it's like. I was sober and have been. Upon walking inside, the air immediately felt dense and the pressure changed. I had a headache very quickly. I got to my seat and felt like what I was looking at was a mirage. The wooden panels and huge chandeliers seemed to be breathing or bending. I felt very dizzy. It was hard to focus. I was there with my significant other and could not hold a conversation well. I also had an almost constant electrical feeling below the nape of my neck on my upper back, almost like I was being touched. I've never had such clear visions in my life, but I got two of them while I was there, and they were so abrupt and clear. Before the show started, I got a vision of a severed white torso. It looked like it was made of porcelain. And I watched black ink drops appear to drip on and roll down the chest. The show finally started, and the band playing opened by talking about how this is the most haunted place they've ever played, and that they had three amps blow during sound check.
Jeez,
The
wow.
frontman's guitar also broke as they came on stage. Near the end of the show, I was feeling very weak and tired, like I could barely keep my eyes open for a band I seriously enjoy. I go to late shows often and have never had any experience like this. I thought to myself that if I just closed my eyes for a few seconds, I could get some rest from these bad vibes.
Wow.
Laugh out loud. Within about 20 to 30 seconds of me relaxing with my eyes closed, I had another vision. This one was very scary and so clear I felt like I was punched in the face. I saw a severed head that looked like it was starting to decompose. It was an old white man with white gray hair, and he was missing his left eye. It was like I was shown two angles of him at once, one looking him straight on and then one profile angle. Needless to say, when the show ended, I booked it out of there as fast as I could and told myself I would never go back. I am young and have not had such a clear and frightening clairvoyant experience yet. It feels scary, but also like a blessing. Thanks for reading.
Thank you for reading that. That was good.
That was good. That was real good. I like hearing those firsthand experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you, Nate.
Yep.
They've got some stories in the green room. And this person says, I only know it as the green room from Theater Bazaar. I'm not sure what it is normally. It's on the third floor, archives floor, just next to the elevator. I've spoken about this room many times and nobody understands me. This room, it just smelled. It was the weirdest, most horrid smell I think I've ever happened upon, and there was no source, none. Didn't smell like old food, dead animal, or even a homeless person. It was a stench that stung nearly all my senses. It says, I can feel it in my fingers, I swear. That was so bad I could breathe for, let's see, I couldn't breathe for the small in flavor. This is written weird. So thick it was in the air, but it was only in this room, could only faintly be smelled from the hallway, and seemingly no one else took it in as much as I did. I tried to avoid this space until, let's see, until it was open and the room was cleared out for actors to move in. It was cleaned up, smelling like dryer sheets for a while, but I still don't understand why I'm the only one to have taken this specific room so badly. I don't think I caught anything here, but let's see, but a visual is good. Maybe someone will recognize it. So there was they did a like a video of it to see if anybody else saw anything. But so there's, you know, there's different ways to experience bad mojo, and smelling, I'm sure, is one of them, especially if nobody else was smelling it like this person. You
Right.
know, that's
Right.
kind of weird.
Yeah, that'd be a nasty.
Yeah.
Has to be a nasty smell. I've got the crystal ballroom. Says some people had mentioned some rumors, but I do not think it was anything serious. Granted, I had only been in the ballroom during times of great hubbub, which acts as a hindrance to noticing spooks, but something seems out of the ordinary here compared to other spots. I mean, I love spectacle, don't get me wrong, but for something as delicate as ghost sightings can sometimes be not ideal, but isn't it lovely? And it could just be me knowing that the Detroit Derby girls practice and run drills up in the gym near our costuming rooms, but I swear sometimes when they weren't there, I was still hearing a light muffled commotion coming from the rampant, I'm sorry, from that ramped hallway area that leads to our end of the gym. Of course, the closer you get, the less you hear, but from just passing through the halls quietly or walking between costuming to their hair and makeup room, which was the old wooden tennis courts, I could hear what sounded like 20 people talking and cheering and shouting and whatnot from the ground floor, like it was piping in from an open window, only it was half a floor up from the third to the fifth floor, depending on which stairs you took. It can only be heard from that area. I can't seem to find the photos I took of the gym somehow, but I'm pretty sure I remember taking a few seconds of video too, but even thought it was usually empty and it was okay to be there. I always felt a sense of foreboding when I was in the when I was at the see, when I was at the door, like I was doing something wrong or illegal. I wasn't, but I felt like I was intruding. So they go on to say, is the Masonic haunted? Yes. Did I see a ghost? No, but I swear I heard them, smelled them, and saw a shadow person, which is my most common view of the other world. What I did notice were random secrets coming from nowhere, old spots and places in the building that wouldn't make sense, and the constant feeling of someone watching you. A few TB friends can't, quote unquote, camp out in the building for the weeks of the event because they travel for it, or are here 18 hours a day and they have all day. I'm sorry, and they have all had lengthy conversations about the goings on when this building falls silent to people. It's not altogether unfriendly. A coworker and I were discussing how we both treat the Masonic more like a person than just a building. And that's how we really feel about it. It's a friend, a main character, rather than a set. So there you go.
I
Think it's interesting that there, did we mention there was a barber shop in the basement?
No.
It really does have everything. The statues on the exterior are interesting. There's a lot of like, you know, kind of, they look like religious figures almost. And then there's this one that looks, apparently when I was watching stuff, it's a very famous one, but this guy, and it's weather worn, and you know, it's got a lot of water, you know, stains and stuff on it, but he's kind of holding his head, and it looks so creepy. But I think it's kind of one of the you know, the main things that people think about when they see the, you know, just the, there's a gothic feel to it, but some of the, like I said, these statues just, you know, really kind of bring it home to how just magnificent some of the architecture is.
Yeah, this one would be a lot of fun to go check out. A lot of rooms to investigate. Take a while.
Yeah, it would. Can you imagine?
Yeah, you definitely have to do multiple trips. I don't think I can look and explore 1,037 rooms.
In one shot. That would be an all-nighter and then some.
Yeah.
That'd be an all-weeker. It'd take us about a week to do. Man, that would be cool though. Can you imagine?
Finding the secret passages.
Oh yeah. I
That
told
would
you
be
this is this has got Mako headquarters written all over it for a pretty penny.
Well, we can share it with others. Plenty of room.
Yeah, I mean, we'll even let the Masons come back.
This one website I got says that they've seen security guards claim to have seen the apparition of Mr. Mason going up to the roof stairs. That'd be.
Whistling zippity-doo-dah while he's going.
Can
That
you
would
imagine
be.
though, if that's how he did die? That'd be terrible.
Oh, it really is. Yeah,
See,
because
that.
they don't. It's funny because, yeah, it depends on where you look at it. Like some of the historians say, oh, no, he died in his bed. But you're right, Todd. They like other places say, you know, that was, you know, they never quite confirmed it. And it still gets around as at least folklore. It's just wild how many, like, I know we were talking about how big this is, but it says in all, there's 28 units in the building grouped into three major divisions, the ritualistic tower, which that just sounds amazing, and the auditorium, the Shrine Club. Provisions for 50 Masonic bodies, which must operate independently, were included in the plans. And the ritualistic building, or the 14 tower story tower, provides a home for 26 Blue Lodges, the consistory, two commanderies, five chapters, and the council. The tower is 210 feet tall. And that is just, it is wild. So, and it was made, of course, and it's made, see, it says the temple is in its classic Gothic architecture and facing of Indiana limestone. And it gives you the impression of the massive medieval castles of old. And it really does.
Yeah, I was just looking at some pictures while you're reading that. Very, very pretty, very intricate. Yeah, I'd like to check it out.
I
What else
think
do you guys have on it?
it says on the third floor of the tower. That's where the quarters of the commandeery, consisting of beautiful parlors treated in the Tudor period, with its walls of high oak paneling and the two figures in armor creating an atmosphere suggesting the period of knighthood. I saw the picture of that, and it's just, it is it's so, it just feels like it takes you back into history. The workroom of the commandeery, known as the parlance of temporalism as the asylum, adjourns the parlor. This room is truly a poem in stone and wood, with a touch of cathedral suggested by its Gothic architecture and stained glass windows, placed as a memorial to those who gave much of their life to the progress of this phase of the order. The asylum is a reproduction of the room in the Tower of London, where the knights received their charge before leaving on the Crusades during the Middle Ages. These details have also been carried out in the stone flagging of the floor, with its worn edges suggestive of the rough wear caused by mail shod feet of the ancient knights. That's pretty cool.
Knights Templar.
Exactly, right? Yeah, and that all links up in there. It's got that. So there's a picture, and I kept seeing it, of the there's the adjoining asylum, and it's the most beautiful Red Cross room devoted to the part of the ritualistic work of the Templars. So they've got this humongous Red Cross. Like I said, you look through the pictures, and you're going to see that room a lot, at least pictures of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, just going through all these rooms is just phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just look at the pictures. The exterior pictures are wild, and the interior pictures, I mean, you could look at it for eons, and just like we're talking about, you'd want to go there yourself. And gosh, I definitely want to go there.
Wonder if they have any rooms that are just nothing. Like you open up the door and there's nothing in there. Just an empty room.
Like no furniture?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Surely you'd have to with that many rooms. Are you really using every single room in the building?
I don't know. That'd be something to find out. That'd be cool. I figure they have meeting rooms and maybe they're all furnished. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Almost 100 years old. They've had 100 years to decorate them, so. I don't
Well, it takes time.
know. Yeah.
Well,
Definitely took time. Yeah, it's I wish we knew if he killed himself or if he died in his sleep.
No, I know. That would be really cool to know. I mean, I don't want him to meet that kind of a death, but
Right.
you could totally see how that story would make sense. But then again, you could also see how it would be totally fabricated.
Yeah, I think since they do talk about him dying at 91, there must be some sort of truth in that.
Who knows? That's we'll never know. 91, that's a long time. A long life. But if you're going through financial problems and professional problems, I guess it's still affect you. So it'd just be you make it to 91 and that's the way you go. That'd be kind of crappy. You make it that far and it's like, oh man. Oh well. Anything else you guys have on it?
Nope, we're going for sure.
Hey. For some reason, this one I want to see it. Like
Oh, yeah.
we say it every week. We'll go. Yeah, we're gonna go. This one I'm like, let's figure it out.
Let's do it. Seriously, I agree with you. Seriously. This is a good one to eat, whether the three of us or a group of us or whatever. I wonder if Aaron Agnets has ever done this one. I kind of doubt it.
She's been a lot of places. She's not been everywhere, so.
It being active still, do they even let you come and do like investigations or? I don't know if they have any special, they have so many other things going on there. I did not see anything, but that doesn't mean there isn't. But yeah, there may not be. We could stand outside and beg. Austin Lawrence would get us in somehow. I just know he would. He totally would. He'd be on our side.
Yeah, we have to. I don't know.
Write the Freemasons petition to get in there.
I bet they do tours. I mean,
Something. Surely
yeah,
something.
I'm sure they would.
A
But even a
3-hour
tour, you know how
tour.
long a tour would take to
Oh,
stop?
forever. Yeah. Like I said, the 3-hour, 3 to 5. Do you want the 12-hour tour or the 6-hour tour?
Yeah, right.
Is
Jeez.
there a shorter one? That is the short
Do
one.
you
You
want to
want to see
rent a
it?
golf cart?
Yeah. Segways.
I'll take the dumbwaiter.
You
We
want
call
to
her
see all
dumbwaiter.
1,000 rooms or you just want to see 500?
Yeah.
Half
What
off.
do
Right. Exactly.
mean?
Exactly. Well, that was good. Good pick, Sean.
Thank you.
I know the creepies enjoyed that. Middle-aged moment or middle-aged dark side time?
Yes.
I'm doing middle-aged dark side.
Okay.
I'm feeling a moment.
Okay. You guys did this last time. It was like each picked something different. All right. Now, I promised you guys, I didn't tell you what it was, but I promised it would knock your socks off. So I'm going to do my best. I know that both of you guys are going to be super impressed with this, but it is a dark side.
Nice.
The crowd goes wild, right? Todd goes wild. This is Kiss, Detroit Rock City.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Here we
Now
go.
this, and you know, as you
Upcoming.
guys, I know you guys know this, but so it was made in 1976 before me, so it's 3 years before me. The song was written by Paul Stanley, Bob Ezrin, and is about a real Kiss fan who was killed in a car accident on his way to a Kiss concert. You guys probably know that, but maybe all our creepies don't. I will go ahead and read the intro since that has to do with the creepiness of it, right? Congressional reports, President Ford says that he's disappointed with Congress's performance in Detroit. A Pontiac, Michigan youth was reported dead at the scene of a head-on collision on Grand Avenue this morning. The youth was reportedly driving on the wrong side of the boulevard when he struck a delivery truck and was catapulted through the windshield of his car. The driver of the truck is reported to be uninjured. The identities of both men are being withheld by local police. County legislatures today are expected to rally to the aid of striking Longhornsmen in hopes of ending the 9-month deadlock. Roll all night and party every day. I want to rock and roll and party every night. I feel uptight on a Saturday night. 9 o'clock, the radio's the only line. I can't, it's hard not to sing it. I'll let you do that, Todd. I hear my song and it pulls me through. Come on, strong, tells me what I got to do. I got to. Get up, everybody's going to move their feet. Get down, everybody's going to leave their seat. You got to lose your mind in Detroit Rock City. Get up, everybody's going to move their feet. Get down, everybody's going to leave their seat. It's getting late. I just can't wait. 10 o'clock, and I know I got to hit the road. First I drink, then I smoke. Start the car, and I try to make the midnight show. Get up, everybody's going to move their feet. Get down, everybody's going to leave their seat. Moving fast down 95. Hit top speed, but I'm still moving much too slow. I feel so good. I'm so alive. Hear my song playing on the radio. It goes. Get up. Everybody's going to move their feet. Get down. Everybody's going to leave their seat. So 12 o'clock. I got to rock. There's a truck ahead. Light staring at my eyes. Oh my God. No time to turn. I got to laugh because I know I'm going to die. Why? Get up. Everybody's going to move their feet. Get up. Everybody's going to leave their seat. Get up. So, classic song. I don't know that. I mean, you know this probably more than I would, Todd, but I don't think that was like when it was first came out, it wasn't really like well renowned. But like to us now, like, of course, it's a great Kiss song and it's like well known. And, I would have never thought of it as not something that people would have like loved.
Yeah,
That's one
it's,
of my
I mean, it's,
favorites.
yeah, I don't honestly, I don't know if it was, I don't know that to be true or not, but since, I mean, the last 40 decades, it's been popular.
Yeah, it's pretty solid now. Yeah,
Yeah, it's on the Destroyer album.
Destroy. Yep, it was.
I've got that. Anyway, yeah, it's a great song, one of my favorites, and they usually open up the concerts with Detroit Rock City.
Absolutely.
When I
Well, I
saw
figured
it.
it fit very well into Detroit, right? This does say in the, I was looking a little bit, recorded in 76, the third single from Kiss's Destroyer album. Planned to be their last in support of the album. As a single, it did poorly in sales and radio other than in Detroit and failed to chart in the US, even though it would prove to be a fan favorite. It came as a surprise that the B-side, Beth, a ballad written and sung
Right.
by drummer Pete Chris, would up catching on its different markets in the United States. So the single was reissued with Beth and A-side and Detroit Rock City's the B-side. That is pretty wild. So yeah, I thought that was the case, but yeah. So who knew?
Yeah, Beth was, that was just kind of a write-off song, and then it turned out to be a hit.
Yeah, who knew?
Yep. Well, good pick. Good, great pick, actually. It's
Thank
about
you.
time.
Yeah, I
Here
know exactly. Well, I'm pretty sure I don't remember doing any Kiss up to this point, and
you
I apologize.
All right. Only took you 4 years.
I know, you're like, dude, I've been waiting, but I was like, oh man, you're gonna be so excited.
I didn't even think about it.
I tried so hard not to flub it up either, because it was like, it gets it without singing it, all those songs are a little bit hard because you just want to sing them, and then it makes it easier to come out of you, but I don't want to
Right.
completely embarrass myself.
I understand. I understand. Well, that was good. Good choice. Oh, right. Shout out time. Any shout outs, Nate?
Yes. I think it's been a week or so, and I don't believe I ever told you guys, but Dave Domi reached out to me.
Oh, okay.
And so I just wanted to shout him out. Hopefully, things are getting better for him. Yeah, he reached out to me because I think, if I remember correctly, he is part of the Steelworkers Union. And he was asking my take. On, he got called into the office and they told him somehow with whatever was going on that I don't know if he asked for union representation or they refused it or said he doesn't need it or however it worked out.
That sounds fishy.
They're like, yeah, they're something. He didn't go into great detail of the what was being investigated or talked about or whatever, but he got wrapped up in whatever it was, and they wouldn't allow any representation for him, When they met with him, I said, "No, you as a union member, you always have the right to union representation. They can't deny that."
Nope.
And I was
I
hoping
don't.
with,
I don't. I'm not even involved in that, and I know that.
yeah. So I was hoping that with that information at the ready for him, that everything work out all right with him. It did not. He got a hold of me later and said that they let him go.
That's terrible.
So, I feel bad about that, but hopefully he's
Yeah.
on to bigger and better things, 'cause if they're going to treat you like that, then
That's terrible.
you don't need
Look,
them. So,
just the fact that they tell you, oh yeah, you don't need any representation. It's like, yeah,
yeah, I
I'd be just like him too, taken aback a little bit. Like,
do.
that's not right. You know,
Yeah.
like,
And as a union member, that's your right. You
yeah.
can have representation. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, I just wanted to shout him out, try to lift his spirits a little bit, and keep your head up and keep driving forward. Yeah, better things on the horizon, I would hope.
That's right.
Yeah.
We love you, Dave.
Good shout out. Any other shout outs, Nate?
Nope.
Okay. Sean?
I'll shout out to all the kids being the last day of school, at least around here. My kids for making it through, and we're gonna batten down the hatches for summer.
Still have four.
We still have four. Yeah, we haven't lost any yet. Hey,
Well,
they're all counted for. Jenna hasn't killed them yet.
that's good.
Yeah, there's plenty of summer left.
Yeah, it'll go fast.
I know. It always does,
Yeah,
right?
it always does.
It comes and goes in waves, right?
Yeah. Is that your only shout out?
That's it.
Okay, I don't have any shout outs this week, so.
Ah, you're going again on another spree of no shout outs. No shout outs. It's like the soup Nazi, right? The shout out Nazi.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just had one shot. I had last week, I did, but can't think of anybody. So, no shout outs from me. That's all right.
Let it be written,
It
right?
happens.
Yeah. I just don't want to give them out willy-nilly, you know.
Yeah, no, that's
Kind of
not
like Nate. Kind of like Nate, you know. Nate
fair.
just
You
said,
got it. Conservative.
that's right. That's right. All right. Well, that's
Something.
good. Good shout outs. Sponsorship time. Let's get to that.
Hey, creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
And that was Greenwood Happy Haunts. Thank you for your sponsorship, Scott and Corey. We love you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Go out and get you some merchandise. Visit the store. Do yourself a favor and check it out.
Yes.
They got fine products.
And they are fine people.
Oh, yeah. And
No matter what Nate says.
if you can't find something that you want to buy there, then
Yeah, something's wrong.
something's
You'd be
wrong
cra
with
you'd be crazy, right?
you.
That's
Go see a
true.
doctor.
That's true.
Take yourself to the front door and kick your own butt
Well,
out. Call
you're,
988.
if you're a Halloween fan or a horror fan and you can't find something there, that you're blind. Yeah, you have to be blind. Insane if you can't. They got everything. I had my t-shirt on yesterday. And a
Nice.
friend of mine, the old volunteer, retired friend, he goes, it ain't Halloween time. You can't be wearing that.
He said, "Oh, yes, you can. It's
Said
year round."
it's an all year round Halloween store and fall store. He goes, Halloween store all year round. He hates Halloween. He doesn't really like Christmas. He's just a crotchety guy
Curmudgeon.
when it comes to, like,
Curmudgeon, huh?
decorating and all. Yeah.
Bah humbugger.
Yeah, I mean, he likes Christmas. He doesn't like it because of the decorating and all that stuff. It gets too crazy for him. But yeah, he hates Halloween. That's his worst. His least favorite holiday.
Tell him about our podcast.
Oh, he knows about it.
He's like, I absolutely don't want to listen
Oh, he know, yeah. He, oh, yeah. He knows about it. He does.
to
Yeah. He tells me when I'm tired, I'll say, "Oh man, I'm tired." You're like, "You need to stop that podcast thing. You need to stop doing that."
that
I said, "That's the only thing I look forward to. What are you talking about?"
We gotta stop it.
Yeah.
No stopping this.
Nope.
Mako train.
No, make the train does not
People.
stop. Well, we appreciate their sponsorship, so go check out their store. Second announcement, Sean.
I got them. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. And we sell all kind of awesome merch, so go get you some. So
That's
that you
right.
can keep it creepy, right?
Right. I should have posted on Facebook today. They're having a 30% sale, 30% off.
Oh,
Forgot to do that.
yeah.
Oh, well. Not sure how long it's going to last, but I think through the next few days, but oh, well. They'll have it again. Go check out some fun Mako merch. I still need to get that half shirt.
Oh, yeah. Nate does too,
Go back to 1977.
right? Oh,
The mesh. I only want a mesh one though.
the right said Fred kind.
Not quite that mesh.
Not that. That's
It's like football jersey mesh.
pretty
Football jersey.
much.
Not right said Fred.
Would we be going back down, back into the days when we had leaded gas and not unleaded
Right.
gas?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That would be going back in time, that's for sure. The good old days. All right. Well, Nate, it's your turn, sir.
Well, I guess you can always go and give your mama a kiss, and that's a wrap.
I wonder what he's going to do. Man, another Kiss reference. I love
Figured you'd like it. We can't stick around in Detroit very long without bringing up some Kiss.
That's right.
Well,
That's right.
I could have just done do do do
That is right,
do
Sean.
Oh, good
Oh,
night, folks. Good night.
I was on TikTok the other day, and Paul Stanley was it was just a, I don't know, probably a minute long. And he's like leading, getting the fans fired up. And then he's like, "All right, you guys can sing with me. It starts out like this." Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I'm like, no. Paul, Paul.
Please, though.
Oh, God.
Speaking of that song, have you had a chance to well, did you know that Billy Corgan has a podcast?
Yes,
Yeah,
yeah. I
I
remember I
did.
talked about it a little bit a while
It,
ago. Yeah.
yeah, his first interview is Gene Simmons, and he
And it's
gets him
fan
talking about
yeah.
that.
Fantastic, yes.
Yeah, it's a very good podcast if you like
Yeah, he's got some
music.
great people on there.
Yeah.
Let's check it
He
out.
tries to do what he calls a lot of his guests kind of like people that don't give him enough credit, like you might know all the people from Kiss and you might hear more about which I was like, really, you hear about Gene Simmons all the time, but like he just tries to really focus in on people that he doesn't feel like always gets enough credit in whatever, genre they're in.
Well, and he likes trying to, for his own indulgence, like get to like sort of the side of the stories with these artists that everybody sort of skips over. They want like all the big meat and potatoes of the problem, but he's like, well, how'd that make you feel? How did this affect you and your relationship with so and so? Or he likes getting into the intricacies their career and how things worked and how
Yeah.
they took it, not what media says happened, but how they view it. So yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out for sure. I like him. He's a talented musician. I like to see him in concert. Yeah. Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our episode 220 and our discussion on the Masonic Lodge in Detroit, Michigan. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.